Tarfang twitched his nose, then leaned toward Han and gibbered something suspicious.
Tarfang requests.
The Ewok whirled on C-3PO and barked a single word.
He warns you against discussing this with them.
The droid corrected.
It's the squib's own bad fortune if they agree to such a poor bargain.
Han raised his palms to the Ewok. Hey, that's between you guys. And I don't see why I should clue them into anything if they're not interested in my deal.
Hold on!
June's voice was alarmed.
What makes you think they're not interested?
Han made a show of looking around his quarters. I don't see them here.
Only because they are important business beings, June explained. And this is a detention center.
Tarfang chittered an addendum.
And they mustn't let themselves be seen with a pair of... Oh, my.
C-3PO paused, searching for a diplomatic interpretation until the Ewok growled.
With a pair of... Oh, dear. Dust crusts like you and Master Skywalker. No!
That's okay, Han said. I understand.
You do?
June's cheek folds rose in relief.
In that case, they've authorized me to make you a very generous offer. They'll pay you a millicredit for each replica you sign.
A whole millicredit? Han repeated.
That much?
June nodded eagerly.
That's 10,000 credits in all, he said. And they're even willing to pay a third in advance. Imala said to tell you they haven't forgotten what you did for them on Pavo Prime.
Han pretended to consider the offer. I'm willing to talk about it. Have a seat. He motioned them to his bunk, then retrieved the Falcon replica and sat across from them on the stool. But first, I want to make sure I've got this straight. You guys are running replicas like this one back into the Galactic Alliance?
We've already made our first run, June said proudly.
A promotional delivery to the Fifth Fleet.
To the Fifth Fleet? Han's heart rose into his throat. No kidding. Tarfang growled a few words.
Tarfang warns you that their deal with Second Mistake is back-sealed. He advises you that even thinking about moving in on them is a waste of time.
Han turned to the Ewok. Us moving in on you is the one thing you don't have to worry about right now. Tarfang chortled a spiteful reply.
That's right. You're stuck here in a rehab house getting